Praise God. Amen. Come on, say amen. Say amen like you had a good time while you were here.
Amen.
Oh my goodness. You guys sound very tired. Praise God. Let us pray. Father, I want to thank you for this opportunity. I want to thank you for this time frame that we have had to break the bread of life. I thank you for the resurrecting power that is in the Word of God. The ability that brings life. We may not even be aware of what it is that is working within our soul, but we have confidence that it is the Word of God. For your Word says that my Word goeth forth out of my mouth, and it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I have sent it out to do. Hallelujah. And Father, there is an expectation that you, Jehovah God, has concerning that word and what it will produce within a people. So Father, this morning we submit our minds unto you. We take authority over every intellectual spirit. We come against every analyzing mechanism by which our mind works. And we ask for the covering of the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for the words that I speak. You know my limitations. You know my ignorance in all of that. Father, I come to you to submit my thoughts unto you, that they might be your thoughts, that they might have within them the life, this germ, that germ of life. Oh yes, hallelujah. To give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So Father, we submit ourselves to you this morning in Jesus' name. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, you might want to open them to Proverbs. And I want to read one verse. It says, where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Hallelujah. It is the 29th chapter of Proverbs, and it is, what did I say? Verse 18. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So one of the major factors that can be applied to Christianity is the factor of being able to see. Jesus went throughout his ministry many times healing blind people. Hallelujah. In fact, one time he healed a blind man, and he healed him too much. He healed him too well.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The man was blind and he prayed for him.
Der Mann war blind und er betete Jesus.
And he said, ask the man, it was the only place I know of, I was able to find where he asked the man, what does he see? Hallelujah. And the man says, I see men as trees walking. He was seeing too well. He was seeing in the spirit. He was seeing the reality of what men were supposed to be. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says that you are to be as what? Trees of righteousness. A planting of the Lord. Hallelujah. So God had to bring him down. Hallelujah. Had to pray for him again and bring him down. Hallelujah. Well, we don't want God to bring us down. We want God to bring us up. Hallelujah. So one of the things that we should be praying for individually is the ability to see. Hallelujah. To see in the Spirit. Praise the Lord. And one of the things that we need to see is the purpose for which God has called us as a people. Hallelujah. Do you agree that you need a destination if you get in your car and you're going someplace?
Huh?
Hallelujah. In fact, if I know you at all, you probably have it all mapped out, right? You're starting at point A and you're going to point B. And you're going to travel so many miles and you're going to make a stop. And then go on and make a stop and go on to make your destination. Hello? Is that the way it works? Hallelujah. You just don't get in your car and start driving, do you? Hallelujah.
Destination.
Huh?
A destination.
Yeah, well, that would, if they did that, that would be very not German. And then I would say you have been delivered, but I think you do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So God wants you to know where you are going. God wants you to know where it is you're going to wind up at the end of the day. Hallelujah. Now, we have been pre-programmed to think heaven. We get saved to not go to hell, but to go to heaven. Right? Isn't that right?
Right.
Hallelujah. Well, I don't know about you, but to me that sounds a little self-preserving. I got saved because I did not want to go to hell. So I was trying to save myself from hell by getting saved. Hello? When you got saved, did anybody get saved for any other reason? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, that isn't why God saved you. That isn't why God met you. Hallelujah. It isn't that God wants to save you from hell. And it's not that God wants to get you into heaven. But God wants to get heaven inside of you and give you the power to destroy hell. Hello? Hallelujah. It says the last enemy to be conquered is what?
Death.
Huh? Death and hell. They are synonymous. They are one in the same thing. In spiritual terminology, they are one in the same thing.
Im geistlichen Sprachgebrauch ist das das Gleiche, Tod und Hölle.
So God wants to keep, God wants to bring you to a position,
möchte dich in eine Position bringen,
and to a place,
ein Ort,
and to have you do what it is that needs to be done to finish the day. Hello? Hallelujah. Now, Jesus prophesied over his disciples about the future. He says, you see the works that I do? Hallelujah. What did he do? He healed the sick. He healed eyes. He made the dumb to talk. He made limbs where there was no limbs. He even raised the dead. What other greater thing is it that one could do that Jesus did not do? Not to mention that he rose from the dead. Hello? Hallelujah. And yet he had that in his mind, and he knew that was going to happen. Hallelujah. But he prophesied to his disciples. And he said to them, these works that I do, greater works shall ye do. Hallelujah. And that prophecy that he prophesied was a word that he gave to the disciples that the disciples could give to you and I. Oh yes. It's in the Bible. This is not Brother Bert's theology. Hallelujah. This is Godology. If you turn with me to John chapter 17. Hallelujah. Chapter 17, I want to go up here to verse 5 first. 5 is the number of ministry. And it's the ministry that pertains to God, so it's God's ministry. Hallelujah. Not man's ministry. Not a position or place of knowledge that one has that he wants to share with someone else. Hallelujah. But this is God's thought. This is God's thinking. This is God's intent. Hallelujah. Not just for Jesus, but for you and for me. Hallelujah. John chapter 17, verse 5. O Father,
und nun, Vater,
glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Think about that glory.
Yes.
I want you to think about the glory. The omnipotence of God. Hallelujah. Just think of God coming down to the earth, shaping and forming a shape of a man in the dirt. Hallelujah. And then that omnipotent God, that omnipotent God breathes into that hunk of earth. Hallelujah. And it creates a chemical change within the fabric of the dirt. Hallelujah. And a man rises up out of the dirt, living and walking.
Amen.
Living and walking. Sorry. Hallelujah. This is the part, a piece, a little bit. Of the glory that he's talking about, and he says, give me the glory.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. She says, give me that glory. Turn with me to John chapter 1.
In Johannes 1.
I want you to understand the significance of that glory and its transformation into a vehicle vehicle by which it can be incorporated and utilized by us as people.
Eine Art und Weise, dass wir sie uns zunutze machen können.
Hallelujah. It says, John chapter 1, verse 1.
Vers 1.
In the beginning.
Am Anfang.
What was in the beginning was the Word of God.
Wort Gottes war am Anfang.
The Word was God, and the Word was God. Was with God and was God. The same was in the beginning. All things were made by Him, and without Him were not anything made that was made. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when Jesus standing there with His disciples, prior to His crucifixion, prior to His resurrection, hallelujah, hallelujah, was asking of the Father to give Him that position of creativity and omnipotence. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, say amen.
Amen.
I'm talking about you.
Hallelujah.
I'm talking about what you have in your soul. By virtue of the fact that you have been born again. Hallelujah. You know, when the blood of the child is somewhat determined by the blood of the father.
Das Blut eines, die Blutgruppe eines Kindes wird beeinflusst durch die Blutgruppe des Vaters.
And everything that is in the father is in his blood.
Und alles, was der Vater ist, ist in seinem Blut.
And when that blood is moves in procreation, the child comes out with the DNA of the father.
Und wenn sich
hallelujah. Don't you understand it?
Versteht?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You believe,
wenn ihr glaubt,
on the reality of a living God on the basis of a word that was spoken to you by somebody.
Ihr glaubt an die Realität des Vaters durch ein Wort, das jemand euch.
Hallelujah. And in that word, there was a creative power that gave you the strength to believe. Hallelujah. 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 And it says in verse 4, it says, in him was life.
In ihm war das Leben.
And the life was the light of men.
Das Leben war das Licht.
And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we have the Word.
Wir haben also das
that was God.
Das ist Gott.
God in the Word in God.
Gott im Wort, das Wort in
it has a creative form. It is translated into life. Hallelujah. And that life becomes the light that is in man by virtue of the Word. Did you follow that? I said, you think so, huh? Hallelujah. So it's all one in the same thing. Hallelujah. And now he's saying to the Father, I want that.
Und jetzt sagt er zum Vater, das möchte ich.
My time is here.
Jetzt hier ist meine Zeit.
It is the season for you now to give me that glory.
Jetzt ist die Zeit, dass du mir diese Herrlichkeit schenkst.
Hallelujah. To give me the reality and the totality of what it was when I was with you in the beginning. Hallelujah. Now, that would be just wonderful. But he comes down here to verse
14.
Hallelujah. He says he's praying to the Father. But he's not only praying to the Father,
aber er betet nicht nur
for his disciples,
für seine Jünger,
he's praying to his Father for you and me on the basis of the Word that he has got now from the Father.
Dass er jetzt vom Vater bekommen hat.
Hello, are you following me?
Könnt ihr dem folgen?
Are you sure? Hallelujah. And he says, I have given them that Word.
Ich habe ihnen dieses Wort gegeben.
Verse 14.
Chapter 17.
Yeah. I'm in John chapter 17. Verse 14. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
Ich habe ihnen dein
Wort. Oh my goodness.
Und die Welt hat sie gehabt.
Hallelujah.
Sie nicht von der Welt sind, wie ich nicht von der Welt bin.
Hallelujah. The word.
Das Wort.
Disenfranchise them from the world. Let me use a biblical terminology. It translated them out of a kingdom of darkness, out of a kingdom of natural relationship, into a kingdom of spiritual reality. And the kingdom of that spiritual reality
und dieses Königreich der göttlichen Realität
supersedes
über
and it doesn't amend, but it does away with the circumstances that were pre-existence before that word was delivered. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm saying? What they received canceled out what they were. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now the devil wants you to believe that you were created to be human. And by human, I mean in the aspect of the first Adam. Hallelujah. The first Adam was created as an entity of the earth, earthy. But the second Adam,
aber der zweite Adam,
though he bore a body of flesh, it says he was a quickening spirit. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. Hallelujah. You know, sister, no matter what your circumstances are, you have an authority. You have a power in and by virtue of the blood of Jesus Christ. And if you believe that power, if you believe in the reality of the essence of the entity or the personality of that power, that power can change your environment. Hallelujah. That it can deliver you out of any and every circumstance. Hallelujah. It can bring health, it can bring healing, it can bring restoration, restitution, and resurrection. That's what the word of God that you have by virtue of your new birth. That is what you have. Hallelujah. That has the ability to deliver. Hallelujah. Because God doesn't want to save you partially. God wants to save you totally. Hallelujah. He doesn't want to redeem you in your soul only. He wants to redeem you spirit, soul, body. Hallelujah. That's what Paul said, you know.
Amen.
I would present you perfect in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, we have these maladies in our flesh. Isn't that right, brother?
I will hear what you speak, but I cannot hear your voice.
I'm sorry. I will slow down. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. The power you have has the ability to heal your body.
Right.
Totally. Completely. Absolutely. Anything that has been removed, God can replace it. Hallelujah. Anything that would rise up to attack you in your mind.
Right.
Hallelujah. You have the power of God that is inside of you. to change it for good. Hallelujah. It's the word of God, you know. It says all things work together for good for them that love God. For them that are called according to His purposes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You have a purpose that is not your purpose. You have a desire that is not your desire. It is something you got by virtue of what God has given you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And there is an anointing coming, my brother.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is going to be different than any anointing that you have ever experienced in your entire life. Hallelujah. It's going to energize you.
Hallelujah.
It's going to excite you. And it's going to give you an authority over the princes of darkness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the thing that will proceed and come out of that authority, hallelujah, is not only life for you, hallelujah, but life for those that are around you. Hallelujah. For this mystery is not in the preeminence of the gift that God gives us. The preeminence is in the aspect as we decrease.
Sondern das Geheimnis ist darin, dass wir abnehmen.
As we become smaller and smaller.
Kleiner und kleiner werden.
As we become less and less. Hallelujah. He becomes more and more and more and more and more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he says, I have given them thy word. Hallelujah. I'm not finished yet. I waited.
What you speak?
Yes, I'm waiting. You have heard a word.
Du hast ein Wort gehört.
Many years ago.
Vor vielen Jahren.
And that word quickened you.
Und das Wort hat euch.
And I'm not just talking to him, I'm talking to you also.
Beiden.
Hallelujah. You've spent a lot of time in your closet.
Ihr habt viel Zeit verborgen, aufgewendet.
You have spent a lot of time weeping in before the Lord.
Ihr habt viel Zeit verbracht vor dem Herrn.
Because you have seen.
Weil ihr gesehen habt.
In the spirit.
Im Geist.
Something that others do not seem to be able to comprehend.
Was andere offensichtlich nicht verstehen.
Hallelujah. And you have prayed.
Und ihr habt gebetet.
And you have wept before the Lord.
Vor dem Herrn geschrien und
and I am here to tell you that God has heard those prayers.
Dass Gott diese Gebete gehört hat.
And you stand on the threshold
und ihr steht jetzt allein
of a visitation from God.
Für eine Heilung.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's going to strengthen your physical bodies. Hallelujah. You look at yourself and you think we're getting old. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is going to strengthen you. Even as He strengthened Abraham and Sarah. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about progeny and natural situations. Hallelujah. I'm talking about spiritual energy. Hallelujah. God is going to strengthen you to do what needs to be done. And He's going to give you direct, specific instruction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I'm finished. God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So I have given them thy word. And the world has hated them because they are not of this world, even as I am not of this world. Oh, hallelujah. Okay, I want to jump again.
Möchte noch einmal springen?
And it says in verse 19, and for their sakes I have sanctified myself that they also might be sanctified through the truth.
Und ich heilige mich selbst für sie, damit auch sie geheiligt Gerechte sein durch die Wahrheit.
Now, God is going to pray for you and me.
Gott betet hier für dich und für mich.
Verse 20.
In Vers 20.
Neither pray I for these alone,
aber nicht für diese allein bitte ich,
but for them also which shall believe on me through their word.
Sondern für die,
hallelujah,
Gott an mich glauben.
So, you have God praying for you.
Amen.
God,
hallelujah. Do you know that, dear? When God was talking to his disciples, he saw you.
Amen.
He saw you. Saw you right now, sitting where you're sitting. God, the Alpha, the Omega.
Alpha und Omega.
He sees how your heart was stirred by the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the strength and the vitality is for you in your life is in the word. Hallelujah. As you partake of it, as you meditate on it, as you begin to chew on it. Hallelujah. God is going to give you an ability to see. Not in the natural way, but in the spiritual way. Even as that man saw men as trees walking. Hallelujah. You are going to be able to see in the spirit. Hallelujah. You're going to be able to discern the mind and the will of God. Hallelujah. You will be able to sense in the spirit the movement of darkness. Hallelujah. And be able to give an alarm of that darkness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God was praying for you. Hallelujah. When he was praying for the disciples, he was praying for each and every one of you as you were hearing the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So his prayer is working even now in the midst of us as we are listening and feeding upon the word of God. Hallelujah. Where is it? In Isaiah 55? Is it Isaiah 55? My word goeth out of my mouth. Huh? Praise God.
So shall my word be.
So shall my word be. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55.
11.
Huh?
11.
Yes. I want to start at verse 10.
Isaiah 55, up to 10.
Yes, amen.
For as the rain cometh down in the snow from heaven,
wenn wieder Regen fällt und vom Himmel der Schnee,
and returneth not thither,
und nicht dorthin zurückkehrt,
but water the earth,
sondern die Erde,
and make it bring forth and bud,
sie befruchtet und sprießen lässt,
that it may give seed to the sower,
dass sie dem Sämann Samen gibt,
bread to the eater,
und dem Brot dem Essen.
So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth.
So wird mein Wort sein, das aus meinem Mund hervorgeht.
It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I have sent it. Now let me give you a practical example of how that word works. Turn with me to Luke chapter 1. Hallelujah. You all know the story.
Kennt die Geschichte?
The angel Gabriel.
Der Engel Gabriel.
He was sent by God bearing a message.
Er wurde von Gott gesandt und hatte eine Botschaft.
He came with a word from God to Mary.
Mit einem Wort Gottes zu.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he began to tell Mary,
und er sagte zu Marie,
what was the intent and the desire of God.
Was war was war das Ziel von Gottes Wunsch?
And Mary responded a lot like you and I would respond.
Und Maria hat wahrscheinlich ähnlich reagiert.
She says, "How can this thing be?
Wie kann das sein?
I know not a man."
Ich kenne keinen Mann.
She was still down here horizontally.
Sie war nur auf der
Hallelujah. Looking at things in a natural arena.
Sie hat Dinge nur
Hallelujah.
Angeschaut.
And the angel had to get her thinking up onto a higher level.
Engel mussten sie dazu bringen.
Hallelujah. And you know, he said to her that with God nothing was impossible.
Und er sagte ihr, dass mit Gott nichts unmöglich ist.
And it sparked. Are created within Mary an ability to believe.
Und in Maria hat es
Hallelujah.
Ausgelöst, dass sie glauben konnte.
And when he comes down here and he says in verse 37, he says, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." Hallelujah.
37, denn mit Gott ist nichts unmöglich.
That passage of scripture is a transliteration of Isaiah 55.
Das ist genau eine Wiedergabe von Jesaja.
Hallelujah.
Den Vers aus Jesaja, den wir gerade gelesen haben.
Hallelujah. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah. Now, what God was doing was giving us a physical, visible, tangible example of the power of that word that was God.
Uns ein fühlbares, sichtbares Zeichen zu geben über das, was Gott.
That word became something less now, something more than that which was a spiritual theory.
Das Wort wurde mehr als was mehr als
Hallelujah. It became a physical reality.
Wurde eine wirkliche Realität.
Hello? Hallelujah. It became a physical reality.
Wurde wirkliche Realität.
And the reality of that the reality was a man that was born in the flesh of Adam.
Diese Realität.
Hallelujah.
In einem Mann, der aus dem Fleisch Adams geboren wurde.
With the life of God inside of him.
Im Leben Gottes in ihm.
And he was walking around in the midst of humanity, the only living soul that could proclaim that position.
Und er ging umher unter den Menschen.
Hallelujah.
Einzige Seele, die das
What was he demonstrating?
Was zeigte er uns?
He was demonstrating the process of believing.
Er zeigte uns den Prozess des Glaubens.
Hallelujah. Because it was Mary's belief.
Weil es Marias Glaube war.
That was the catalyst that made it all work. Hallelujah. Mary would have said, "Well, that's impossible."
Hätte Maria gesagt, geht sowieso nicht unmöglich.
If Mary would have said, "No, that's impossible."
Hätte Maria gesagt, ist
I can't believe that.
Kann ich nicht glauben.
What would happen?
Was wäre dann passiert?
Mary would not have conceived.
No.
Hallelujah. If you did not say, "Yes, I believe that Jesus Christ,"
wenn du nicht geglaubt hättest, ja, ich glaube, dass Jesus Christus
Amen. Is the Son of God,
der Sohn Gottes ist,
and that I am a born sinner,
denn ich bin ein,
and I need the blood of Jesus Christ to save my soul,
meine Seele,
hallelujah, you would not have been born again.
Dann wärst du nicht wiedergeboren worden.
Hallelujah. But when you said yes, what happened to Mary in the physical sense happened to you in a spiritual environment. Hallelujah. Now God wants to bring that spiritual environment, that spiritual experience into a physical reality. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Huh?
Versteht ihr, was ich sagen will?
You don't act like it. You're just sitting there, kind of.
Ihr wirkt doch nicht so.
God in man, man in God.
Der Gott im Menschen und der Mensch in Gott.
It says, and we beheld him.
Und das heißt, wir
the only begotten of the Father.
Wir haben an ihn geglaubt, huh?
In physical form, brethren.
Physisch anwesend.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it says, again in John, and the Word was made flesh.
Und wie es in Johannes heißt, das Wort wurde Fleisch.
So, that Word in you,
Gott in dir,
wants to become not only a spiritual reality, but it wants to become a physical form or a manifestation of what the Bible calls a Son of God. Hallelujah. We just read it the other day. It says, for the man, for the creature waiteth, for the manifestation of what? Sons of God. Hallelujah. So the manifestation of the sons of God, there is a waiting in this local environment of that manifestation.
Auf diese Manifestation wartet.
There is a waiting of creation in Berlin.
In Berlin,
in Bambach.
In Bambach.
In Prague.
In Prague.
In all of the different localities of where people are living.
Wo ihr lebt.
Creation is waiting for your manifestation.
Da wartet die Schöpfung auf.
Waiting for your position.
Wartet darauf, dass
and demonstration of authority.
Und Autorität.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't believe it.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Turn with me. Genesis chapter 1.
Nochmal zurück zu
Hallelujah. Verse 26.
26.
And God said,
Gott sprach,
let us make man,
lass uns Menschen machen,
in our image,
in unserem Bild,
after what? Our likeness.
Uns ähnlich.
What does your German Bible say?
It says similar to us. Or like us. It's like us.
It doesn't mean similar now.
It can mean both.
It can mean both.
It can mean both, yeah.
All right, well, I suggest you go to your concordance.
Besser lest ihr das in der Konkordanz oder Urtextsatz?
The Hebrew concordance. Because it doesn't mean similar. It doesn't mean a little bit like it. It means exactly replicated as is the thing that it is supposed to be like. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God intended you,
Gott hat dich dazu geschaffen,
and He intended this young lady,
und dich, junge Frau,
and He intended these young ladies,
diese jungen Damen,
and this older gentleman. Hallelujah. He intended you to realize and come to a position of manifesting the reality of God. Hallelujah.
Die Realität Gottes manifestieren.
Now, brethren, the devil does not want you to believe it.
Der Teufel möchte nicht, dass ihr das glaubt.
Do you hear me?
Oh, yes.
The devil got into church business a long time ago.
Vor vielen, vielen Jahren hat der Teufel sich schon angefangen, mit der Gemeinde zu befassen.
And he said, okay, I can't stop them from getting saved.
Und er sagte sich, okay, ich kann sie nicht daran hindern, dass sie errettet werden.
He's tried it, you know.
Versuchte das.
And if you want to get saved,
aber wenn man errettet wird,
if you have a desire for something other than what it is that you have,
wenn man einen Wunsch, ein Verlangen daran, that is, man etwas anderem hat, als das man bereits hat,
that is a desire that is in God, for God,
ein
Hallelujah,
hat Gott und in Gott ist,
the devil cannot stop you if you want it.
Dann kann der Feind sich nicht davon abhalten. Selbst wenn er davon.
There is no sin. There's no position of degradation or death. If you want God, that will stop you from getting God. Hallelujah. Because if you want God, God has a responsibility to you to present Himself to you.
Amen.
Do you hear me? It wasn't your fault that you were born dead. Hallelujah. It wasn't your fault that you found yourself born dead and in sin. Hallelujah. So God has to meet you if you want God. And there is something in you that is programmed in you that gives you the want to. So God responds. For the Bible says, God will not draw nigh to you unless you draw nigh to God. So I have to first want God. Hallelujah. I have to first, Lord, I'm in a mess. What have I heard some people say? God, if there's a God out there,
manche Leute sagen, wenn es wirklich ein Gott gibt,
I'm in trouble.
Habe ich ein Problem.
Can't you do something about my situation?
Kannst du nicht etwas,
hallelujah,
Situation verändern?
I saw one testimony guy got angry. He says, if you're a God, you're a lousy God.
Einmal hörte ich einen Mann, der sagte, wenn du ein Gott bist, dann bist du,
hallelujah, and God came and met the man. God met the man. Now the man has a right to choose. He has to choose. And if he wants God,
wenn er Gott möchte,
devil cannot stop the man from receiving the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Keine Hand habe irgendetwas zu tun, dass dieser Mensch, dass den Menschen davon abhält, Gott anzunehmen.
The devil thought that the best way to keep the people of God into a people in darkness was to hide the word of God.
Das Wort Gottes zu verbergen.
So they took the Bible,
also nahmen sie die Bibel,
and they buried it in the basement of the Catholic Church.
Hat sie in den Kellern der katholischen Kirche vergraben.
What safer place to put it?
Ziemlich sicherer Ort, oder?
Nobody was going to see it down there.
Da wird es doch keiner.
Who they were not sure would not be corrupted by this book.
Wo sie doch sicher sein konnten, dass keiner das Buch lesen würde und dann korrigiert würde.
And God went inside the Catholic Church.
Aber Gott ist in die katholische Kirche hineingegangen.
He found a monk of all people.
Hat einen Mönch heraus.
Hallelujah. Who was being tribulated in his mind.
Der wirklich aufgebracht war.
He was being tribulated in his soul.
Der in seiner Seele aufgebracht war.
Hallelujah. Because there was something more of God that he was not finding, and he wanted to know the reality of it. Hallelujah.
Er wollte die Wahrheit dessen erforschen.
So the man went down into the cellars of the Catholic Church.
In die Keller der katholischen Kirche.
Found that Bible.
Diese Bibel gefunden.
And began to read it.
Angefangen zu lesen.
And the man got saved.
Und dieser Mensch wurde gerettet.
Hallelujah. And we call it the Reformation.
Das nennen wir Reformation.
But it's really the first trumpet that began to sound. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, when you want God,
wenn du Gott möchtest,
there is nothing about your circumstances that is going to keep God from coming to you in that circumstance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. What was his name? Voices of the Martyrs.
Wurmbrand.
There was a man called Wurmbrand.
Es gab einen Mann, Wurmbrand.
And they put him in solitary confinement.
Und sie haben ihn eingesperrt.
They couldn't kill him.
Sie konnten ihn nicht töten.
They couldn't starve him to death.
Der ist auch nicht
they fast. Couldn't disease him to death.
Konnte auch
hallelujah. They couldn't torture him.
Sie konnten ihn nicht,
out of his position of faith and reality of God.
Er hat seinen Glauben und seine
so they thought the best thing they could do was to bury him in the depths of their prison. And they buried him in there. Hallelujah. One night, and he was in solitary confinement, by the way. One night, His bed shook.
Hat sich sein Bett bewegt.
And he heard the Lord, get up.
Und er hörte die
Start preaching.
Steh auf.
And he begins to preach to the walls of his little tiny cell. Hallelujah. Speaking in Romanian. Hallelujah. And a prisoner in one of the prisons in the United States was awakened in the middle of the night with this man preaching in his ear.
Und er hörte in der Mitte der Nacht diesen Mann predigen.
Hello.
Hallelujah.
Did you hear it?
Praise God.
And the man heard the whole message in English.
Und dieser Mann hörte die Botschaft auf Englisch.
He got out of his bed, knelt on the floor,
sich nieder,
and repented.
Und tat Buße.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If a man wants God,
wenn ein Mann Gott,
God will go to any extent, any extreme. Hallelujah. That word, that message of God might come to the man to liberate him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the devil cannot stop God from saving people.
Der Teufel kann Gott nicht davon abhalten, Menschen zu retten.
So what the devil has to do,
was er also versucht,
is stop people from progressing in God.
Ist, dass er die Leute davon abhält, in Gott weiterzugehen.
Oh yes. Oh yeah, so the devil invented something called denomination.
Der Teufel hat etwas erfunden, was sich Denomination nennt.
It's a Roman theology, you know.
Das ist eine römische Theologie, wisst ihr?
You divide.
Man trennt.
You conquer.
Mm-hmm. Und besiegt dann.
Hello. You divide.
Man trennt,
you conquer. Und hallelujah. It says if one can put 1,000 to flight.
Das heißt, wenn einer 1,000.
Two can put how many? 10,000 to flight.
10,000 in die Flucht schlagen.
So, if you're facing 10,000, what is the devil going to try to do to two of you that are facing the 10,000? He's going to try to divide you.
Amen.
Divide you. Divide you. Divide you. And bring you under submission.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the devil decided to take the revelation of God that is given to us in the form of the tabernacle and segment it into denominations. Hallelujah. The totality of all of this is the fullness of God.
Die Fülle Gottes.
There are seven pieces of furniture.
Es gibt sieben.
I'm not going to go into them.
Die möchte ich jetzt nicht.
You probably know them as well as I do.
Ihr kennt es wahrscheinlich.
Hallelujah. Seven pieces of furniture that are seven works of grace.
Sieben Gnadengaben.
Seven messages.
Sieben Botschaften.
Seven trumpets.
Sieben Trompeten.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That proclaim the totality of what God intends to do from start
die Fülle dessen beinhalten, was Gott vom Anfang
to finish.
Zum Ende tun will.
Hallelujah. If you just come here, first station, first step, first article, this is salvation.
Das ist die Errettung.
Huh? And you stop.
Und man dann aufhört.
Have you completed the job?
Man dann das Ganze erreicht.
Have you traveled the path?
Bist du den ganzen Weg?
Hallelujah. But we build churches.
Aber wir haben Kirchen gebaut.
Over the altar of salvation.
Auf dem Altar der Errettung.
We call it the evangelical church.
Das ist die evangelikale Gemeinde.
Huh? Hallelujah. Oh yes. Hallelujah. We call it the evangelical church. We have Methodists. We have Presbyterians. We have Baptists. Not only do we have Baptists, we got Northern Baptists, Southern Baptists, Free Will Baptists. Baptist of the Baptist? First Baptist? John the Baptist? Huh? They can't even agree on themselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But it's not that they don't preach salvation, it is that they keep people from going on. Hallelujah. Hello, are you there? They keep people from going on. Remember, I said that without a vision, you will perish somewhere along the line, somewhere along the path. Hallelujah. The purpose of God is not that we only be in His image, but we will be in His likeness. Hello? Are you there? Hallelujah. We are to be in His likeness. We don't want to be in His likeness. We want to be who we are. Hallelujah. There is the brazen laver. Brazen laver is baptism. Huh? Baptism in water. Baptism in spirit. Baptism in fire. Hallelujah. It's all scriptural. I indeed baptize you with water.
Ich werde euch taufen mit Wasser.
But there is one that cometh after me.
Weil einer kommt nach mir.
Whose shoe latch I am not worthy to unloose.
Yes.
Und dessen ich nicht wert bin, seine Schuhe zu öffnen.
How is he going to baptize me?
Wie wird mich taufen?
He's going to baptize me in Holy Ghost. And with fire. Well, we like the water, we like the spirit, we don't like the fire. So we just build another church over here.
Huh?
Praise the Lord. We call it Pentecostal. Oh yes, we have the United Pentecostals. We have the Assembly of God Pentecostals.
Assemblies of God.
Apostolic.
We have the Apostolic Pentecostals. Huh? Yes, and the Pentecostals are the Pentecostals. And we have branches of this church. One is the prophetic branch. Oh yeah. So we have the Church of the Prophets. Or we have the Church of the Healer. Healing ministries. Hallelujah. Or we have the Church of the Word of Knowledge. Huh? Praise God. They can't even join together in their Pentecostalism. They have denominations that are denominations. Hallelujah. What does it do, brethren? What does it do for you? What does it do? It stops you. It stops you dead in your tracks. You're not able to prophesy now. They're not willing to have you see visions. They're not willing to allow the spirit of prophecy to move within the congregation. They have their select people who prophesy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we have these segments of church.
So haben wir diese aufgeteilten Gemeinden.
Hallelujah. But we also have the Holy Place Church.
Wir haben auch die Gemeinde des Heiligtums.
And the Holy Place Church is a place where there is going to come an abomination.
Und da hinein wird die Sünde hineinkommen.
Has come.
Yes, has come.
Oder wird nicht, sondern
Hallelujah. Why?
Warum?
Because The holy place people who have a holy place message decide to denominationalize the holy place experience. Hallelujah. Any place you stop along here, you stop the process that God initiated when you were born again.
Den Gott angefangen hat, als du wiedergeboren wurdest.
Hallelujah. Now let me tell you why the devil does it this way.
Sagen, warum der Feind das so tut.
Turn with me to Isaiah.
Jesaja, schlag bitte auf.
Hallelujah. Isaiah. Chapter 14.
Kapitel 14.
And I want to go down here. This is a chapter where God, the prophet Isaiah, moving under the auspices of the Holy Spirit, begins to take a natural situation and use it as an illustration to demonstrate a spiritual reality.
Und benutzt sie als Beispiel.
Hallelujah.
Situation zu beschreiben.
Hallelujah. So he is talking.
Er spricht.
I want to jump down here to verse 12.
Vers 12 möchte ich lesen.
He is prophesying about the devil.
Er prophezeit über den Teufel.
He says, how art thou fallen from heaven?
Wie bist du vom Himmel gefallen?
O Lucifer, son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground which did weaken the nations? Hallelujah. And I want you to pay close attention to the indictments. There are five of them. Five is the number of ministry. And there is an administration in the earth by the devil that wants to replicate, to reproduce the rebellion that was in him in humanity. He says, for thou hast said in thine heart, first indictment, I will ascend into heaven.
Ich will aufsteigen in den Himmel.
Number two, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God.
Und über den Sternen Gottes mein Thron aufrichten.
I will sit, number three, I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north.
Drittens, mich niedersetzen auf den Versammlungsberg im Norden.
Number four, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds.
Viertens, ich will aufsteigen auf Wolkenhöhe.
I will be like, number five, I will be like the Most High.
Und fünftens, nicht dem Höchsten.
Hallelujah. Now, how is he going to do this?
Wie wollte er das tun?
You see, you have to understand the mechanics of creation. There is only one entity that God created that has the ability to replicate God.
Die in der Lage ist, Gott abzubilden.
Did you hear me?
Hört ihr mich?
There's only one entity.
Nur ein geschaffenes.
That entity is man.
Und diese Teil der Schöpfung ist der Mensch.
There was a law.
Es gibt ein Gesetz.
That God put into place in Genesis chapter 1.
Gott in 1. Mose 1 eingesetzt hat.
As he was creating things.
Als er Dinge schuf.
When he created the beasts of the field,
als er die Tiere des Feldes schuf,
the whales, the birds, the flowers, the trees,
und die Tiere und Blumen und Pflanzen, alles,
he said, everything will bring forth after its own kind. Hello? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, God tells us in the New Testament that the angels do not have the power of procreation. Hello? Hallelujah. So an angel does not have that creative ability.
Hat nicht diese Schöpfungskraft.
The power of creation.
Die Kraft, etwas schaffen.
And in order for the devil to do what the devil wants to do,
damit der Teufel das schafft, was er tun möchte,
he has to have an entity that has that ability to procreate itself.
Muss er ein Gefäß nehmen,
hallelujah,
was schaffen kann.
Hallelujah. And the only entity that the devil has, that the devil can use, is you and I.
Und das einzige Gefäß, was er nutzen kann, bist du und ich.
Come on, brethren.
Yeah.
You're kind of looking at me strange. Hallelujah. It says back here, let's turn back to Genesis. I want to go back to Genesis for a moment. We talked about this yesterday. It says, and God blessed them, verse 28, chapter 1. And God said unto them, be fruitful. And multiply. Now, he's talking about the power of procreation. And get your minds up, not just in the physical sense, but in the spiritual reality of how God creates. When God blessed them,
als Gott sie segnete,
he activated the programming of that godness in the Adam being.
Hat er dieses Programm aktiviert?
Hallelujah.
Ihrem adamischen Menschen, diese Schöpfer zu sein.
How do you think one man,
wie glaubt ihr, dass ein Mensch
took care of 500 or plus acres of ground that was called a garden?
Wie konnte ein Mensch diese fünf,
hallelujah,
diesen ganzen Garten Eden bewirtschaften?
Hallelujah. Not only that,
nicht nur das,
when he had the beast, he just made them as beasts.
Als er die Tiere schuf er sie einfach als Tier.
When he brought, and he took Adam and he brought the beast before Adam,
als er dann Adam geschaffen hatte und die Tiere zu ihm brachte,
to see what Adam would call them,
um sie von Adam benennen zu lassen.
Now in the Hebrew,
im Hebräischen,
when you have the word, when they talk about a name,
wenn es um einen Namen geht,
the name means nature.
Dann heißt Name,
hallelujah,
Charakter.
It says that we will call him what? Emmanuel.
Er heißt Emmanuel.
That's not just a name.
Das ist nicht nur der Name.
That's indicative of a character or a nature. Hallelujah. So the nature of Emmanuel,
die Natur Emmanuel
is the nature of God in us.
Die Natur.
Hello?
Uns.
Are you following me?
Versteht ihr mich?
Hallelujah. So when he created Adam,
Adam schuf,
and he breathed into Adam,
Adam,
he breathed into him the God ability to create.
Hat er in ihn,
hallelujah,
ihm Kraft, yeah, Gottes zu schaffen.
And it was that ability that the devil needed to utilize the mechanics of the environment to bring his plan into a position of commission. Hallelujah.
Dann schöpfen tätig zu werden.
What this tells us,
was das für uns heißt,
is that without us,
ist das ohne uns,
the devil is finished.
Der Teufel bereits am Ende ist.
Hard to believe, isn't it? It's hard to believe that you is all that is standing between the devil and his ability to fulfill what it is that he wants to do. Hallelujah. You're the only one. You're the key. You're the the whole key to your situation.
Du bist der Schlüssel für deine Situation.
It's not somebody over here, not somebody over there, somebody over there. It's you. It's you. You've got the key.
Du hast den Schlüssel.
Hallelujah. Without you, the devil can do nothing.
Right.
Nothing. He's finished. He's done. He's through.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah. Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. So and he defined what how the devil could do it.
Und definierte,
he limited the devil in his power.
Definierte, wie der Feind es tun kann. Hat den Teufel beschränkt in seiner Fähigkeit.
Go to Genesis chapter 3.
Ist in 1. Mose Kapitel 3.
And go down to verse 14. And this is now God putting the restriction on the devil. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this thing, thou art cursed above all cattle.
Verse 14.
Above every beast of the field. If you understand the spiritual mechanics, I'm not going to go into it, I'm just going to mention it. If you understand the mechanics of spiritual warfare, you would be able to utilize that pronunciation,
könntest du das für dich anwenden,
that judgment,
dieses Gericht anwenden,
that God put on the devil.
Do
you now listen to me? It is not that you curse him. It is not that you do something. What does it say? It's not that you curse him. You utilize the platform. God created a platform on which you could stand and invoke the judgment against the devil. Hallelujah. Oh yes, hallelujah. He says, you are cursed. This is God, this is not me. You are cursed above all cattle, above every beast of the field. Hallelujah.
Du bist verflucht über alles, unter allem Vieh und allen Tieren des Feldes.
And then he brings him down out of a high spiritual realm,
dann stürzt ihn runter von einer höheren geistlichen Ebene,
of which he could utilize his power of that realm against you.
Wo er die Fähigkeiten, die
hallelujah,
dieser geistlichen Ebene gegen dich verwenden könnte.
He brings him down out of that realm and puts him down on the lower level, which he calls dust. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. And he says, upon thy belly shalt thou go, and thus shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. Hallelujah. Brethren, I know no snake that eats dirt. Did you hear me? I know no snake that eats dirt. And we're not talking about a natural snake, we're talking about a devil. A hell angelic angel. Hallelujah. Who has to have energy to live. Hello? He takes him out of a higher realm where he can receive energy, puts him down to a lower realm, where he has to seek the food by which he might live. Hallelujah. And what did God say about Adam? He said, dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. Hallelujah. So what is the dust that the serpent is eating?
Was ist also der Staub, den die Schlange fressen soll?
It's your dust.
Das bist du.
Hallelujah. It's your dust.
Dein Staub.
Have you ever got in an argument with somebody?
Hast du dich jemals mit jemandem gestritten?
And you got really mad?
Du bist wirklich sauer geworden?
Of course you probably haven't. And there was words and confrontation and contention. And after it was all said and done,
und dann, nachdem alles wieder geregelt war,
you just felt so,
hast du dich so
drained,
ausgefüllt.
Hallelujah. What happened?
Was ist da passiert?
Devil sucking dirt. Devil licking dirt. Devil feeding off of your energy. Hallelujah. Or somebody has come up to you and they say such devil. Somebody comes up to you and they say such terrible things about you.
Oder vielleicht kommt jemand und sagt schlimme Dinge über dich.
And the worse that they get, the worse you feel.
Und je schlimmer.
And the lower you get down. And you begin to feel sorry for yourself. You become depressed. Hallelujah. And you're just wallowing down there in the dirt. Hallelujah. Devil sucking dirt. Devil eating dirt. Getting life. Getting energy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have the key. You have the key. You have the key. Hallelujah. You have the key. Do you hear me?
Ihr habt den Schlüssel.
It's not that you have the key. You are the key.
Ihr seid der Schlüssel.
Hallelujah. And the devil has been working for almost 7,000 years.
Bereits seit fast 7,000 Jahren versucht der Teufel
for one purpose.
Eine Sache.
To make man compatible with his nature.
Den Menschen ihm gleich zu machen.
You see, man was not created to be inhabited by evil.
Der Mensch wurde nicht geschaffen, dass das Böse in ihm wohnt.
Man was created to be inhabited by light, by righteousness, by God.
Leben und Gerechtigkeit von Gott in ihm wohnt.
So when you take something that has a nature for something and you begin to expose it to something else, it's like radiation.
Wenn du etwas hast, was eine Sache da ist, aber etwas anderes damit tut,
it's like radiation.
Es ist wie Radioaktivität.
It works on the deterioration of the flesh. It works on the
es bringt das Fleisch dazu zu vergehen.
It works on the deterioration of the body inside. Hallelujah.
Der Körper geht kaputt.
Hallelujah. And the devil has been working, trying to bring man to a place of greater darkness and greater darkness and greater darkness. Why? Because he has the desire to inhabit man. Hello? We see the first example of it in the Bible when Judas betrayed Christ. He had worked with Judas, finally getting to the point. Judas had every opportunity up until the time he received the sack of coins.
Judas hatte jede Option bis zu dem Punkt, als diesen Beutel mit Geld bekam.
When Judas received the sack of coins, he crossed a line that was not retrievable.
Als diesen Beutel mit dem
Geld,
hatte eine Linie überschritten, die nicht zurückzugeben war.
And it says that when he received it, what? Satan entered into the man.
Und dann heißt es, dass als diesen
it's the first recorded experience that we have of man being inhabited by Satan himself. Hallelujah. But Judas, as bad as he was, wasn't bad enough. Hello? And there was a clashing of his being with the spirit of wickedness. Hallelujah. And so Judas went out and hung himself. Hallelujah. He's tried it over and over and over and over again. And every time he's tried it,
er hat es immer wieder versucht, und jedes Mal,
the darkness of man becomes darker,
wird die Dunkelheit
darker,
dunkler und
darker. We have the darkness.
Wir haben die Dunkelheit.
There was a man called Stalin.
Es gab einen Mann, Stalin hieß.
Hallelujah. There was a man called Hitler. There was a man called Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan gab es.
There was a man called Alexander the Great.
Alexander den Großen gab es.
All of these men were the epitome of wickedness, getting darker and darker and darker and darker. Hallelujah.
Schwerter und schwerter.
But none of these men had yet become dark enough.
Aber keiner ist bisher dunkel genug.
They either committed suicide, or their bodies were eaten up by cancer.
Oder sie haben Krebs bekommen.
Hallelujah. But we are now living in the age,
aber jetzt leben wir in einer Zeit,
that darkness is coming to a fullness.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And there isn't going to be just a man that we call the Antichrist.
Es wird nicht nur einen Mann geben, den wir den Antichrist nennen.
Because the man that would be the Antichrist does not have that capability in and of himself to perform and to bring to pass what it is that the devil wants to do.
Denn ein Mann hat nicht,
Hallelujah.
Das hervorzubringen.
Hallelujah.
Versucht zu tun.
Hallelujah. It is, he takes a mini-membered body.
Aber er nimmt ein Leib aus vielen Gliedern.
Of darkness to facilitate and to facilitate the Antichrist captivity of the world. Hallelujah. But God is working with a people,
aber Gott wirkt an seinem Volk,
bringing them a word.
Und bringt ihnen ein Wort.
As he brought to Noah a word,
genau wie an Noah,
when the destruction of the world was imminent,
als die Zerstörung,
Hallelujah. Did you hear it? That imminent took 120 years.
Vorstehen war 120.
Hallelujah. God is now building an ark, but he's not using wood.
Aber er benutzt kein Holz.
He's using living stones.
Er verwendet lebende Steine.
Hallelujah. And the word of God is to bring us from one place to another place, to another place, to this other place, until we finally break through into the holies of holies. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Hebrews. Hebrews, the Hallelujah. I want the chapter I think it's in chapter 8. Hallelujah. Talking about the ministry of the sanctuary. Hallelujah. Chapter 8.
Maybe 9, 2, and 3.
9, 2, and 3. Yes, but I don't want to go there just yet. Chapter 8. I just want to read 1 and 2 first. Now, of the things which we have spoken of, this is the sum. We have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of majesty in the heaven, a minister of the sanctuary.
Die Hauptsache bei dem, was ihr sagt.
Hallelujah.
Wir haben einen solchen hohen Priester, der sich gesetzt hat zu Rechten des Thrones der Majestät in den Himmel.
And of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched and not man. What are we we talking about? Are we talking about this structure? Are we talking about a building? A group of people? What are we talking about? It says, ye are the temple of God. Ye are the sanctuary of God. And it is the minister of that sanctuary that is the offices of the high priest to minister to. Okay, I want to jump down here. Hallelujah. Talking about the ministry of that previous example, verse number 5, who served unto an example, a shadow of heavenly things, as Moses, as admonished of God when he saw was about to make the tabernacle, for he said, see that you make all things according to the pattern I showed thee in the mount.
Die dem Abbild und Schatten der himmlischen Dinge dienen, wie Mose eine göttliche Weise empfing, als er mit
Halleluja.
Denn sie zuspricht er, dass du alles nach dem Muster machst, was dir auf dem Berg gezeigt worden ist.
It says now, verse 6, now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how so much also he is mediator of a better covenant, which he has established upon better promises.
Jetzt aber hat einen besseren, vortrefflicheren Dienst.
Oh yes.
Wie auch Mittler eines besseren Bundes ist, der aufgrund besserer Verheißung gestiftet worden ist.
Halleluja. So there is a position, there is a place, there is a ministry that God is bringing through a word concerning his intent for a people at the end of time. And that people are going to be the deliverers of humanity. Hallelujah. And to destroy the works of darkness. Hello. Hallelujah. In order to do that, you have to be disciplined. You have to be trained. You have to know the reality of God in the midst of trouble. Hallelujah. So if my body is afflicted, I must be able to stand and believe in the reality of God's salvation. Hallelujah. It must become a reality to me personally, individually. Hallelujah. That God sent His Word and it has the power to heal me. If I find myself in trouble and there is no way out in the natural arena for me to eliminate that trouble, I must find the strength to be able to believe that God is able to deliver me.
Dass Gott die Kraft hat, mich da freizusetzen.
As I confront the devil,
wenn ich den Teufel,
as he comes after my children, as he comes after my grandchildren,
yes.
Hallelujah, I have to have the ability to believe that God will intervene in some miraculous manner.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And whether I suffer in the midst of it is irrelevant.
Right.
Hallelujah. I must believe.
Hallelujah.
In spite of the pain in my soul, the pain in my body, the thought in my head, I must believe that God is able to do it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And when He moves to do it, I step a little higher. I step a little higher.
Amen.
And every step I step higher, something of this mortal man becomes immortal. Something in this fragility becomes indestructible. Hallelujah. Something that is diminishable becomes resolute. Hallelujah. and undestroyable. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the place. That is the calling. That is the election.
Das ist der Ruf, den wir haben.
That is the word.
Das ist das Wort.
That God is bringing to us.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.